What this picture represents, and I hope you can see it, is we have a spring whose natural length is L sub 0, and we put a mass on the end of that spring, which lengthens the spring by an additional L unit. So now the mass is sitting there with the spring length being L sub 0 plus L. Then further, we pull that mass down an additional Y units and let go of it. And then it will begin oscillatory motion. It'll begin bouncing up and down, as you would expect any spring to do.